ओम शांति। ब्रह्मा कुमार रामनाथ बाय केम इन कॉन्टैक्ट विद ब्रह्मा कुमार इज अबाउट 30 इयर्स अगो। फ्रॉम पास्ट 20 इयर्स ही इज इन मधुबन। नाउ विल हियर फ्रॉम ब्रदर रामनाथ बाय। क्लेनलीनेस टू अटेन कंप्लीट प्यूरिटी।
ओम शांति। एंड टुडेज टॉपिक इज क्लियर, क्लीनलीनेस। Yes, cleanliness of what? Of what? To achieve perfection, actually. Perfection of what? Perfect stage is perfect spirituality. Because many years before, Baba has given very good definition on purity. So, what is purity? Sometimes this question is coming. And today also Baba has given what type of purity is necessary in the first point, in our thoughts, in our action. Yes? In our thoughts, in our action. And one more. Words. The purity is important. So what is that purity? So very good, Baba has given definition for that. And so with that definition, you can see yourself, where is I am. And do not worry, if you are not in that stage, Baba has given solution for that. If you do some practice, very simple, you can achieve that stage. Because golden age is what? Golden age is what? What we are doing? We want to bring golden age. The golden age never come as it is. By our action. What type of action we do at present? In other words, what type of purity, pure cleanliness we are having now? On that basis we can say in golden age, I will become a subject. I will become a royal family. Or I will become a king. In golden age, three types of souls will be there. Is it? One is king. For the king, because we are studying here Raj Yoga. Yes, with this knowledge you want to become a king. So we can ask now, whatever I have done so far, so where is I am now? And if something is lacking, we can do some little effort and we can make up. Yes, checking is also important. Second, if you are not that higher stage, so you can see yourself, okay, I am near to the, not king, near to the king in royal family. So what is that status? Even there also something is lacking, so you can adjust. There's a margin. Even you can say, no, we are not up to that. So, in golden age, Baba said today, very good point if you have noted, given attention today's Murli. Baba said, so twice he has given, if you want to become a subject from starting itself, and very royal subject, you prefer this, or sometimes at the last you will get kingdom, which you prefer? Royal family, royal subject, Baba has given today. And for that you have to see, where is I am now? So in a very good definition is given, Baba said very clearly, what is purity for the subject? Physical and mental cleanliness is purity for the subject of golden age. If anybody wants to enter the gate of golden age, the physical cleanliness. What is that physical? Physical means body. Body must be very clean. Each day we have to clean it. cloth which we wear, it must be very clean. Third, what you feed the food, it must be fresh, clean, pure. Yes? And third, fourth one, where you stay in your home, accommodation, it must be very clean. Around the home, also there must be a cleanness. So all this physical cleanness, that we have to give import. No, only I am very, my thoughts are clean. If my thoughts are clean, definitely whatever I am thinking, whatever I am doing, my each action must be clean. Sometimes it is seen, just we give attention, little bit, on thoughts, and not other things. Body also must be very clean, decent. And what type of cloth Baba has given, very good uniform also. So it must be very white, clean. Each day you have to clean it. No, we are busy, which you have wear 2 days before. Same thing we are wearing today also. No, cloth must be very clean. Yes, otherwise when you sit with somebody near to, there will be a smell. No. Because we want to become a deities in future. So here only we have to adopt such sanskars. And there, when you go there, we are going to play it. So not after going there, we are going to record the sanskars. Is it? Here only we have to create the sanskars. So the first, physical cleanness, food also, fresh. No, 2-3 days before which you have kept in fridge and you are using it. It is not good for the health. Is it? Fresh, clean, juicy, not very dried, very oily. Food, there is an explanation is given for each one, what type of food. Because this body requires juice. It is made of blood. Whatever you eat, we must know it will give me blood. Pure blood. Juice. When you eat what I am eating, it must be clean and fresh. What type of energy it will give me? Because with this energy we have to concentrate. If the sound body is there, physical body is very sound, disease proof. When you sit, easily we can concentrate. If little bit pain is there, sorrow is there, so we cannot concentrate. The physical fitness is very important in this confluence age. That's why it is said, the Brahmins, Baba's children, they must be disease proof. There should not be any disease. Because we eat fresh, pure food and prepared also in Baba's remembrance with good vibrations. When you eat outside ready food, it is not prepared in that vibrations. Those fruits are not pure. So such fruits never give us that type of energy which is necessary. A pure fuel is important to fly. For the plane also, pure fuel is important. And it is a settle. Yes, our voyage is very settle. So it requires also pure fuel is important. So always it is said, how the food, so the mind. Food influence. Food means energy, in other words. The pure energy is necessary for concentration. That's why Baba said, early whole day we eat, early in the morning, whole night we take rest. Why only early in the morning, 4 o'clock, we have to do meditation? We can do any time, we can remember Baba. He is our father. Why there is the importance of Amrit Vela? Early in the morning, there is a reason for that. Whole day we eat, in the night we take rest. Whatever we eat, it will going to digest. The physical energy, we have to use it in concentration. Because physical energy has three uses. Whatever we eat, it will give you energy. What is the use of that energy? Where you will use it? Because Baba said, one who is pure, one who is maintaining that celibacy, that energy we will use in concentration. He will become a yogi. When you concentrate, you will get spiritual energies. To travel from corporeal to incorporeal, we require that physical energy. If our food is not clean, pure, the energy whatever you get, it is also not so refined, pure. That's why when you sit, we feel dozing, we feel laziness, little pain, we cannot concentrate. Driver is very good, car is very good, but fuel must be very refined. Is it? So that very full attention, interest must be given. For the food is also very important. Sometimes we just neglect, oh, food we can digest, we can eat. No, we depend, this body is depend on physical food. Even that energy, if you want to concentrate, how the food, so the mind. There is a link. So whatever we eat the food, the physical energy has three uses. Either you waste it, used for reproduction, most important for concentration. So when we sit in meditation, why you cannot concentrate? There is a pure, refined energy is not there. To fly from corporeal to incorporeal, the physical energy is important. So that we have to give attention on the food also. So it is that physical cleanness and third one is where you stay, your bed must be clean. Whenever you wake up from the bed, you have to get it ready. Do not leave as it is. Get it clean and then you wake up, get up. Your room where you stay, because we are yogis, we are deities, we will be worshipped in temples, not as it is. That type of sanskars we have to record now. What is golden age then? Each action is neat, clean, accurate. It never come as it is there. We have to create such sanskars today only. Now here, in this confluence age. That's why Baba is giving that type of education. And one who is having this qualification, such souls we call angels. They are very light, very clean, always fresh. Yes, those qualifications never come as it is. So that physical cleanness and where you stay in the home, around there must be greenness, flowers. That around you also, surrounding must be, otherwise some germs will come, mosquitoes will come. The cleanness is also important around you, where you stay. This much attention if you are giving, because Baba is preparing us, the physical cleanness, this is purity. And second, mental cleanness, that we know. Till we know it, till it is very difficult, always it is said, think positive about others. It is possible. There are many courses also. Baba is also telling, think positive. Possible to think. If somebody harasses you, when you see that person, naturally the positive thoughts will come. First, no doubt you will remember, oh, he is that person. Who is that person? One who get angry on me 10 years before. Not today, he also do not know. But I know the memory is very active. Whenever you see within fraction of second. Yes? So what is that positivity? So Baba is telling. And that is very simple it is. Only what happens actually in a computer, we feed a program. Same in our computer, that is intellect, because intellect is operating this body. Who is operating? Who is giving order to raise this hand? When to laugh, when to weep, who is telling? Mad person do not know when to laugh, when to leave. That's why we call him, he is a mad. Is it? So intellect is having that knowledge, awareness. So whatever program you have given long since many life before, if somebody is telling something, I have to react like this way. This old program you have given and it is going on. And now each day we are listening. Listening is not everything. Listening never come in action. It is only we collect the information. It never come in action. After listening, we have to feed this in your computer. Means after listening, we have to convince our intellect, ourselves. Sometimes Baba is telling we have to do this. But you feel, intellect is telling, no, it is not possible. I cannot do this. Yes, Baba is telling, but it is not possible from me. Intellect is not ready to accept that information. Is it? Many things Baba is telling. Today also said, Baba said, this is Baba Srimat. After listening, I have to sit and feed this program. Talk to your intellect. Convince yourself. What Baba is telling? Yes, it is possible. I can do this. For that, what I have to do? I have to make a plan. I must be prepared for that. For that, I have to leave certain things. My old habits, my behavior, I have to leave. And I must get up. Yes, I have to do this. Because it is Almighty Authority is telling us. So this we have to convince. When our intellect get convinced, when you have given this program, whenever you are walking, whenever this situation is coming in front of you, naturally that intellect will work. Otherwise, we know, we are full aware of it. When the situation is coming, I know, and I do not want to get angry, but even though we react. Why? We have only information. Our intellect, we have not given a new program. The intellect react as per its old habit. That we call, in other words, Baba is telling, sometimes it is Maya. Today Baba said, do not blame Maya. Maya is nothing. It is our own behavior. It is our own sanskars. Because Baba do not want to blame the children, but because we are Baba's children. So Baba is giving the name of Maya. Maya is nothing. Yes, it is our own habit. Today Baba said in the Murli, do not blame. See your behavior. It is right. So that, Baba said, physical and mental cleanness. And for that, one practice Baba has given since many years. And it is perfect Raj Yoga. You may ask, what is that perfect Raj Yoga? Very simple. Without any effort. With proper understanding, if you are doing, we can see instant and unique benefits. Because Baba do not want to give us any trouble, just sit. There is a pain. And just you concentrate on me. No, simple things he is giving. And we are not fully convinced. So it never come in action, it is seen. And what is that? Always, since last year also, 31st of March, last Murli Baba said, just you do one thing to pass in this four subject. Only one simple effort. Any human being is coming in front of you, serve him. Give him good wishes. He may be anybody, known, unknown. Sometimes somebody get angry on you, we know. Yes, he has done his, played his role. What is my role? What I have to do? Simple thing, Baba said. This program you have to feed in our computer. So what is my role? What I have to do? Whenever I see any soul, first I have to give. I have to serve him. If I am not giving anything, sometimes we can say, no, I do not want to give anything. Or I do not want to take anything. I want to become neutral. But not possible. Either you give or you take. If you are not giving, definitely you must take something. We'll get influenced. You may like it, you may not like it. Yes? So, we get influence of negative, some others' vibrations. So that's why it is said, what is silence? Influence proof. Free from the influence. Influence proof stage. Even though just you go and take a round in market, till you are as it is, no influence. Possible? Even though after looking somebody, because even though I see, I am not taking anything, I am giving. But you may say, I do not have anything to give. But we are the children of that Almighty. And he said, use me in your each thought. Use me in each action. So each thought, each action will become elevated. Because he is perfect. He is telling, yesterday also Baba said, if you want to be free from the waste thoughts, very good technique Baba said. Yes? How to be free from the waste thoughts? Before doing any action, just keep before him. Yes? And then you do it. And after doing, come and tell me, Baba, this is, I am an instrument. As per your direction, I have done this. Come and give the result. It may be anything. Positive or negative result. It is his work. I am free. Whatever result may be. So how to be free? Baba is giving very good techniques. Whenever thought comes, if you want to do any action, keep before him. Baba, I want to do this. Because we are his children. Yes, instrument. As per his direction. Any thought comes. Even negative sometimes. So that here also. Very good technique, Baba saying. Positive is whenever you are walking on the road, train yourself in advance. What I have to do whenever I see any soul, knowing, unknowing, maybe good or bad, any without anything, any soul come, first I have to give a thought, Baba, give her power of peace, give him power of law. You give it first. If you are giving, if you are creating, you are not taking anything. Otherwise what happens, sometimes it is seen, we are free, mind is silence, free mind. Naturally when you see, you will get influence, no?
we will receive some vibrations. And what are the worldly vibrations? That we know very well. So only Baba's children and those who are having full attention, even we cannot say all Baba's children, those who are having full attention, that and those who are practicing this, whenever you see, you just create Baba, give him. I cannot give. Do not give yourself. Even though if you have, do not give it. Only in this confluence age, use his company. In the whole cycle, you will have only one. You will be only one alone. You can use your powers. It is right. Only in this confluence age, Baba is telling, use me as your companion, as your friend. Keep me always. Whenever thought comes, whenever you see, take everything from me. Put your hand in Baba's pocket. Do not put your hand in your own pockets. Even though you may say, it is not my money, it is Baba's pocket, till Baba said, do not use your, keep it. Use Baba's, because he is available now. In afterwards, he is not available. So simple he is making. So whenever you are walking, whenever you see, just give positive vibrations, powerful vibrations. This is physical and mental cleanness. Here you can see how much percentage my mind is creating positive thoughts. Percentage you can see. That is number, even subject must be number one subject. So that you can see where is I am. And second point Baba said, because our aim is not to become a subject, but we can go at least near to the royal family. Baba said, desire is impurity for the royal family. Desire, Baba has explained once again, four types of desires are there. After doing some service, expecting something in return, at least somebody has to say Om Shanti. At least somebody say thank you. Even at least sometimes we expect him a smile in return. It is expectation. Yes? It is a human nature, you will say, at least he must smile at least. No, it is his duty. What is my role? What is my duty that I have to do? We cannot expect from anybody else anything. It is his, left to him. Is it? So without any expectations, just serve. That is very important. Otherwise, it is seen at present in the whole world. Always, we expect something in return. That each time I have to ask myself, after even doing something in Baba's service or outside, sometimes I expect at least he must say thank you. That desire is there. That feeling is there. No. I must be free from that. So Baba is telling that there are four types of desires, expectations after doing something. Any type of service you do. Either laukik or alaukik or anywhere else. Free from expectations. Because it is our duty. We are the children of great donors. We are not ordinary. We are the children of the great donor. What is my father is doing? What is his role? What is his profession? Just to give. Constantly he is radiating, he is giving. So what is my father's profession? same is my profession. I am his child. Yes? That is follow father. Sometimes we say, Baba said, Bap Saman. Yes, means what? What he is telling, what he is doing, same thing. I want to do it. What Baba is doing? What my father's profession? Constantly what he is doing? Same thing, I want to do this. That is Bap Saman, that is follow father. Actually meaning. Each day you ask yourself, what Baba is doing? And what I am doing? What I have to do? We can ask ourselves. Means Baba is telling so simple things, forget big things which we cannot reach there. That's why it is that slow and steady makes the man perfect. Do not be fast. Step by steps you have to climb to achieve that perfection. To achieve that complete cleanness, purity, in other words. Is it? So desire sometimes, after doing service, after doing something, even sometimes desire, we want physical relations with somebody. No, Baba said, only today also Baba said, we must have only one relation with one father. See, always keep all the relation with one. Because now we have to wind up everything. You have to go back. Why is telling? Not in golden age is telling, not in silver age, copper age, only at the end of this cycle. We have to wind up. You have to go back. So do not keep anywhere your relations. So when you fly, so you will feel, oh, something I have to give message. Something is left. Some relation will pull you back. So always be free from everything. In other words, one who is free, he is called angel. Yes? So we can see ourselves, anywhere my attachment, any relation, any connection. Sometimes it is good, you feel it is good, you have to keep. But it should not give any disturbance in our concentration in meditation. Free from that. So this is Baba said, free from desires. Even sometimes we attract, when you see some physical things, food, cloth, some material things, new science is doing each day new inventions. Yes? So when we see, it is not for me, for the service purpose, sometimes. Yes? So sometimes it is science is doing attractive things. So we will struck, our mind will go into attract somewhere, desire. Even though we see, no, we do not want anything from this old world. Because we have to leave this. Otherwise Baba wants to take us back until we are attached here. And we do not know. We will say, I am ready. Till if you ask, if you check, where I am attached? Who is pulling my intellect? Why you cannot concentrate? Something is there. That is impurity, desire. And third one Baba said, because our aim is not to become even royal family, our aim is to become a king. Sometimes it is seen for the desire for the service also, Baba is telling, no. If I am able, qualified, mature, knowledgeful, Baba will take my use. Sometimes we say, no, not for me, it is Baba's service I want to do. No, he knows. He is always observing who is qualified, who is fit for this service. Sometimes this service desire is also not good. You may say it is not any material thing, it is Baba's service I want to do. It is a good thing to serve others. Baba is telling, do service, do not free, keep yourself free, serve others. For that also, just you keep before Baba, you offer him, Baba, I am ready for this. He may accept, he may not accept, he may like, he may not. I feel that I am able for this service. But he knows, he is looking all the qualifications. He is observing constantly, yes, something is lacking. Some black dots are there till it is not completely clean. Yes, so I am not able for this service. So there will be clash sometimes for the service. Because we feel, I am fit for this, I want to do this. And he knows it is left to him. So sometimes offer yourself, keep your desire before him. And wait for whatever he is giving, that is called complete surrender. Whenever any thoughts comes, keep before him and wait. He will take, he wants such qualified children, valuable children. So here also desire is also there in service field also, expecting, I want to do this service. So this type of checking, desire, that's why Baba said, four types of desires are there. It is also impurity. Here we can see, we cannot expect that today we cannot say, yes, I am full of this. Something is lacking, no doubt. Checking is important. And we have to convince, we have to prepare ourselves. Anything is left. Sometimes what happens? We have not given attention on that. We feel it is natural service. Natural desire will come, yes, when you serve something, he must say at least, thank you. It is a habit, what is called principle. Sometimes we expect this. Even somebody is not giving this, we feel, oh, what is this? Even he do not a simple manner. Yes, it is also expecting, no? It is left to him. So I must be free. I have to prepare for that. And the last one Baba said, if you want to become a king, what is necessary? Anybody can help me? What type of purity is necessary for him? Ordinary thought, ordinary action is impurity for the king. King means always elevated. His each words are blessings. Sometimes we use this word, no, I purposely have not said this. Just I said this. No, whatever you say, it becomes a blessings. So full control, full attention on each thought, each word is very important. Because Raj Yoga is making us perfect. With that perfect soul will go to a perfect world. And that is called Golden Age. Each action is perfect. So when it comes, it never comes as it is. Because since half cycle we have a habit of talking, telling something. No, we have to see the past, present and future. What is the result of this? Because for each action there is a reaction. And sometimes you may say, No, I do not know. And there's one more. There is no excuse of ignorance of law. Today Baba said in the Murli, there will be a tribunal in settled world. And they never punish as it is. First you will see what defects are. Everything is recorded. Each action is recorded. There is no need. Baba is constantly observing us. Because with this instrument, each second, each action, whatever I am doing, each second it is recorded. And when you go and stand in front of mirror, what you are, it reflects. We can see very clearly what is in me. That's why it is said, what you are now, today also, who is I am, what is in me? So dreams are telling what you are. That's why our sleep must be a dreamless sleep, at least negative proof, free from the negative dreams. A particular type of dreams are coming means, particular type of sanskars are still left. It is there inside. So they are emerging in the form of dreams. Tomorrow they will come in the form of thoughts. Day after tomorrow they will come, emerge in the form of action, where we are unable to control. So if something is lacking, treat inside only, before activating, before emerging those sanskars. So Baba said in this, Murli Baba said on 14th, ordinary yoga is never help you. What is necessary? A volcanic stage. A fire is important. What happens when the volcano is coming out? Whatever minerals are inside, they will explode. They will come out. So use your all energy in full concentration. That's why it is said physical energy also necessary. Mind and intellect is fully must be clean. Mind must be clean, because to take those powers, our mind and intellect must be clean to receive it. If it is, mind is coated with the dust, intellect is coated with the dust, so we cannot absorb those positive vibrations. Even Baba's touchings also, we cannot catch sometimes. Why? Intellect is coated with the dust of negativity. There is an influence. So what is this meditation? That's why Baba said in this, how many days Baba has given? Just 3 months. Now only 15 days Baba has given the time. Be free from the anger. Be free from the influence of 5 vices. So I can check up myself, how much percentage, where is I am. Baba never expect 100%. He will give you some grace mass. We have to try our level best. At least he said, not 75. How much? How much percentage is important? Baba said 85, not 95. 95 he expect. Okay, some concession once again Baba has given. At least 85, not 75. And something he will give. His share is also there, because as a father, he will help us. But at least we have to come close. That's the one word Baba has used. Attention, please. Means time is very short. Looking to the time and everything, Baba's attention. So we have to ask, what is my role? What I have to do? How much time I can give? Otherwise it is seen, we listen many things. And sometimes too many cook, what happens? Too many cooks, what happens? The pot? Many things we listen and just we go on collecting information. And we feel that when you go back to your country, there you will going to practice. But it is seen not possible. When you go there, that atmosphere, that environment is totally different. In that environment, we cannot put this spiritual information in practical. So if you start from here, because environment is also very important. Seed is very good. If ground is not good, land is not fertile, we cannot grow that plant. Knowledge is very good. The environment is most important. So here that charge environment is there. Listen little, use more. And which you like. Baba is giving many things. There's a choice. So that you have to check. So where I have reached. If something is lacking to achieve that perfection, Baba has given a solution for that. Even till there is a margin, very simple practice. That constantly serve others by positive vibrations. That is, 8 powers must rotate in our mind. That's why it is seen that deities are having double crown, the crown of light. So that mind, in your mind, whenever, otherwise mind is constantly thinking other things. Waste thoughts are coming. Free mind is devil's workshop. So whenever you see if your mind receiver is free, naturally there's a habit for our mind to think as per the old habit. To change, we know, we do not want to do this. To change that habit, I have to train when I see any human being. Yes, it is possible in this atmosphere. When you go back to your country, in that atmosphere it is possible to constantly we can create positive thoughts. We can serve others. Only one thing. This program you have to feed in your computer, in your intellect. Any human being is coming in front of me. I have to give him. And not from your pocket, take from Baba. Just have a thought. Baba's giving power of love, power of peace. So when you are creating, we have that awareness. And we are having link naturally. So even though some negative vibrations, the world is full of negative vibrations, those vibrations never enter because receiver is not free. Receiver is always engaged just in giving. If you keep your receiver free, definitely you may like it, you may not like it. How to receive it? Yes, or you will stop the ring. But ring will be there. Some one part thought will come, feeling will come. Then afterwards you feel, then you switch off. Yes, so keep your receiver engaged. This in one word, the solution to achieve these 3 certificates. If you want to achieve the perfect king, the perfect purity, just have a thought first. Constantly you are serving others, this percentage we have to increase. Each hour, 60 minutes, not possible. At least 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. You have, can check what my mind is creating, because there's a habit, very deep habit is there. To change that habit, we have to feed a new program. Otherwise, just listening, just knowing, just reading, our old habit never change. we know, we read many things. To change that practical and simple, if I tell you just to sit for 3 hours, because sometimes Baba is telling 8 hours, 8 hours you have to do meditation, and at this present condition, it is not so possible. So at least this is possible while coming, going. I used to do like this, so I used to check each hour by doing all the activities. Check what my mind is doing when I see somebody. If my mind is free, mind will definitely think, oh, why she has wear a glass? Why she has wear this badge? What is this? From where she will come? It is natural. We will think about the body only, because which is visible. So if I give program early in the morning in advance preparation is necessary. If I train, naturally when I see, each day I have to activate. Each day I have to give a program. And when I see, naturally the intellect will work. Even though there is a margin, because habit it is there, so each hour you check up what I have done. Sometimes when I see, naturally some physical thought will come, there is a margin. Check and change there only. Oh, why this thought came? And correct. Yes, this is not accurate. I have to think like this way. Okay, it is passed. For next second, be ready. Do not leave it for the whole day. Next second, when you are doing some work, there is a margin. There will be some black dots on your cloth. Suddenly, do not leave it. It will get dry. And it's very difficult to clean it. Suddenly you clean it. Give attention. Suddenly you clean. It is possible. So some mistakes will be there because we are in such atmosphere. Around you, everywhere else, there is a negativity. There is a chance. So even though something comes, suddenly you convince and clean it. Clarify it, convince yourself, but do not suppress yourself. Do not control your mind, do not suppress your mind. Convince your mind. Sometimes we control, we suppress. Oh, this thought, we suppress it. Do not leave it. If you leave it, again it will emerge in the form of dreams. Or when you sit in meditation, it will emerge when you are free. So we will give attention on that. It will pull you, your attention. So treat, clean, convince yourself and clean it. It is natural because the whole world is such. So there is a chance that there will be some black dots. Not by your mistake, due to others. Because it is our cloth, I am wearing white cloth, it must be very clean. So self-protection is very important. We cannot blame others. Oh, world is such, he is such. It is our duty, because I am having a particular aim. I have to protect myself. That is called self-protection. Sometimes you may say, the world is such, environment is such. It is there, we know, Baba knows it. So he is giving attention. Yes, what is cleanliness? Clean. See, check, for checking is important. And sometimes it is seen why we are unable to write a chart. Even 3-4 days you will continuously write afterwards. Naturally, even if you wish, you cannot. Why? What is that? Why you cannot write the chart? Because each day you see the negativity. Yes? So you feel that you have to write the negativity. So checking is there, but we do not know how to change it. So change is not there. So slowly you feel, we know, oh, everything is negative, why you have to write? So we cannot maintain the chart. The changing is important. How to change? A simple one example I am giving here, but it is seen practically. What happens due to some mistake or ignorance or due to anything reason? There are many reasons. Some mistake I have done, I may get angry on you. Even though I am telling you, by charge margin, the such situation come and I may get angry. There is a margin. But do not leave it. Convince why. Sit and convince why I get angry. What happened? Okay, by getting angry, the situation change. What is the result? What is the defect? Ask, analyze it, clarify it, and convince. We have to give time for this. Whenever we do any mistake, do not leave it. Do not just you say, it is my habit. Convince yourself, clarify why it is, what I have done, why it came, what is the reason behind it. Who is going to lose her? Yes, he has done something wrong. Otherwise, I never get angry. He has done something wrong action. So I get angry. Yes? So he has done. What is my role? What I have to do? So you convince it should not repeat. For that, what I have to take precaution? Convince yourself again and again. Because it is a deep-rooted habit, it cannot change suddenly. Once, twice, thrice, we are going to do mistake. When you are again and again giving attention and convincing yourself, the activating force will going to reduce slowly. Not at a time. It will take time. And slowly, slowly, when you are giving attention on that, convincing yourself, then for that Baba said yesterday also, one point very good. After doing, if by chance something happened, what you have to do? Keep before Baba. Tell him. Yes? Do not leave it. Tell him. He will convince. He will excuse. So when you say do something, self, convince yourself. Clarify. Do not leave it. Otherwise it will emerge in the form of dreams or it will disturb you in meditation. It never allow you to concentrate, because it is negativity against of our wish. So this is important. Sometimes we cannot expect, Baba also never expect. So one person must be 100% perfect. Yes, in this atmosphere there is a margin. So what is the solution for that? By chance, due to knowingly, unknowingly, something wrong happen, convince, analyze why it happened, what is the root cause, what I have to do for that, prepare yourself, so I should not repeat it once again, because some precautions I have to take for this. I have, because I know if this road is not good, then I have to change my way. I have to change my friend. I know, I feel that he was a very good my friend. And now he is not so good. He is telling so many things, other things. I was having faith on him. He was very good. But due to certain reasons, his behavior changed. Then I have to think once again. How much relation I have to keep with him. Yes? Initially he was good. So when relation also, friends, so who is giving, what some friend or some with whom you have relation, what he is giving me, what is teaching me? Always somebody is giving you negative, we must be aware of it. So that self-checking is important. Okay? Good cleanliness of mind, our habit, sanskars. Then only if you are giving attention on this, when you sit, what Baba expect? That when you sit easily, we can concentrate fully, that fire. Because there is no influence. Intellect is free from the influence. So easily we can connect. And how many seconds we connect with the Almighty, so much we are charging. And we can see, Actually, sometimes we sit for hours in meditation, but only 1 second we connect. All 59 minutes are in travel or in effort. Only 1 minute we connect. So charging is only 1 minute. No doubt I am sitting in 1 hour in meditation. So counting is how many seconds I connect with the powerhouse. That I have to increase. To stay there more, we require the refined fuel. Refined mind and intellect. Clean mind and intellect. Or pure mind and intellect. To stabilize. Because that atmosphere, that environment, and my father is pure. Otherwise magnet never pull. If the little rust is there on a needle, the magnet never work. Is it? That cleanness is, if you are giving all this attention, if it is needle is very clean, the magnet will work. We can catch the vibrations. And that is called, each day you have to count, do not change your way of meditation. It is seen sometimes, each day we change. When listen, something we change. No, only one way. And we have to see how much perfection, how many minutes I hold myself there. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. This stage, this percentage must increase. How many seconds, minutes I stabilize my mind and intellect in Paramdham. This is the stage. And so much you see, if you are more time you are giving, concentrating full, so you see day by day your dreams will become pure. And there is one thermometer. Maximum we can say, what is the proof that I am free from all negativity? At least minimum 6 months I must be free from negative dreams. Maximum 1 year, then we can say, a karmatit, free from negativity. When you say that I am karmatit, minimum 6 months, free from negative dreams. And possible. With this practice, if you are giving attention little bit, because he said, who is he? He is a purifier. Who is doctor? When you cure the disease. Who is my father? Who is Shubhava? He is a liberator. He is a purifier. If I am really connecting him, really remembering him, if really his powers are working on me, means there must be a cleanness, refineness. Some measurement is important because it is seen, because systematic effort will give you result. Sometimes we feel, I like this type of meditation. There are different types of meditation. What is our aim of doing meditation, that we must know? Because whole world is nowadays teaching meditation. 4 types of headache is there. My headache is due to what? And which medicine is suitable for that? Headache is there, no doubt. It is due to what? No doubt the whole world is doing meditation. With what aim? That is very important. What is our aim of doing meditation? Okay? Good? Clear? Now 5 minutes are left. If anybody want to ask anything, yes, we can ask some questions. Otherwise, 5 minutes we do practical meditation. Listen less, do more, practice more. Huh? Anybody want to ask anything more? Because always you are gone listening. Nobody is listening you all. So if you want to ask any questions, there is a margin. Yes, anybody want? Otherwise everything is very so clear. Yes. You can say from here, I can... yes, mic you take.
I'd like to know exactly what is to give the power of peace or of love for somebody. Is it to he feel love or to be able to give love? I don't know exactly what it means.
Yes, yes.
To give the power of equality for somebody.
Yes. So initially, do not go on this level. Just whenever you see any soul, whatever he may like, just what you have, you give it. Just you remember Baba. Baba, give him power of love. He may get it, he may not get it. My aim is what? To keep my mind free from the influence. First my influence. I must keep constant link with my Baba, with my father. And my mind should not influence with negative. My aim is not, first aim is to serve others. That is second aim. First, I must protect myself. My mind should not get influence. So that first, initially, when you are walking on the road, serial number wise, just you see him, Baba is ocean of love. Just you see and leave a thought. Then you see second soul, Baba, give him power of purity. He is always pure. Baba is ocean of peace. Baba, give him power of peace. You go on, give it. Do not, what he want that we do not know. Do not read others. Just to give what your thought comes, just you have to give it. Yes? There is no this, I have to read him what he required, and then I will give, and then I will find out whether he get or not. This is not. This is the experiment that is very far away. Afterwards, last stage. First, constantly whatever you have, 8 powers, you constantly give it one by one. Okay? Without any condition. Oh, what he requires. That is afterwards. First, you give it. Okay? This habit when you collect. Then what happens when your mind is clean, intellect is clean, when you see him, what he requires, same thought will come. It is a result. So my mind and intellect is not clean now. To clean it, free from the influence, this practice first we have to do. Okay? Any more?
Brother, the point of light, is it like a star? Have certain element, a matter, or?
It is a metaphysical energy. Just like a white mercury star. A micro star. It is not physical energy. There are 2 types of energy in the whole universe. One is called physical energy, one is called spiritual energy. And this spiritual, just like a stars are shining in the sky, a white, not colored, white micro star is sitting in the middle of forehead. Because we are children of perfect father, we are always pure. That Baba is giving, always you remember original nature. Originally when we came pure. So white star sitting in the middle of forehead.
We cannot see this.
Yes, we feel.
Feel.
But we see in others' forehead. When you see others in the forehead, oh, this is a white star. When you have that awareness, same we will see. If I am not having awareness, we cannot see. So Baba is telling, each day you convince, who is I am? I am this. So who is see? See is also same. See also came from my home. See is also a child of my father. We are children of one father. Yes, this will come. So first I have to ask, who is I am? If I am having this awareness, and when I am walking, when see is my, belongs to me, belongs to my father. We are children of one father. Then naturally you feel I must help her. I must give her something. Otherwise if you see, she is from other country. She is not belongs to us. So you never feel to give it. When you feel she belongs to me, then you feel I have to cooperate. When you can serve others, when you can give positive vibration, only when you feel sees belongs to me. Otherwise it never, we ignore, they are different. I am different. Yes? So this awareness is important. So first self-realization. And with that realization we see others. Okay? Anybody want to ask? Yes? Because clarity is important.
Shanti, you mentioned that ordinary thoughts are impure, but sometimes we have to interact with people. We have to interact with people.
Yes.
So does it mean that we are creating impurity?
Yes, not purity you can say, not ordinary. Ordinary means here, if it is necessary, you have to talk, you have to interact, you have to talk, you have to deal. But it is necessary. Without anything you are not talking, no? There is a reason behind that. When you are talking with somebody which is not concerned, you are telling others things, this happened, that happened. What is the use? And it, you can give sometimes news also, good news. Not bad news. Not wrong things. Which will, because she is not a dustbin. She is also Baba's child. Always you have to give others good things. Yes? If you keep this attention, when I like good things, and I have to give others also good things. If you give this attention, keep this attention, naturally always you will find out what I have to tell my friends, my colleagues. I have to give them good information. Yes? Because it is seen, sometimes she do not want to give anything. She has, somebody said her, she has learned something, she has seen something. Then definitely she has to give it others. But Baba said, whom, suppose in Madhuban now, Gyan Sarovar you are staying, something bad news, bad scene you have seen. What will happen? What will you do? You have to tell others? Or you will keep in you? By chance, there is a margin. Some two brothers, they used to quarrel, you have seen. And what will you do? If you keep in your heart, whenever you sit in meditation, oh, what is this? You will go on thinking on that. Otherwise, it is a human nature, you have to share with others. So what will you do here? You have to share with others? For what is the solution? Baba said, yes, anything, if anything you have seen, go to Baba's room. There is a dustbin. There is a dustbin is kept. Go to Baba's room and tell to Baba, because it is Baba's home. By chance the children may do some mistake. So go and tell the parents. Do not tell them anything. Do not keep in your mind. Do not tell others, because it is your home. Parents are there. Because it is Baba's home. Go and sit in Baba's room. Baba, I have seen this scene, it is not good. But you are caretaker, you are father, your children has done this, but do not share with others. Convince? In this, sometimes you may say, I have seen, it is a fact, what I have to do? If you are not sharing, so again and again you will think, thought will come. Yes? There will be depression, there will be tension, do not keep in you. So what will do? You have to share with your friends. No. But keep this dust. You have to throw where? See, where is that dustbin? It is kept in Baba's room. Go and sit in front of Baba and tell him. Okay? It is good. It is perfect.
Any connection between dream and purification? This is one first question. And second question is,
What is connect? Free?
Any dream and purification.
Free man.
Purify, purification.
Purification, yes.
Yeah. Any connection? Any, yeah. And the second question is, can we clear dream?
Clear?
If I want to have a good dream this night, I can clear the
dream.
Or not, yeah.
Clear the dreams, yeah. Yes. So, cleanness, that's why the technique is already explained, because in previous classes I have explained the meditation techniques, so I have not repeated here. So there is a system, when you sit in meditation, how we have to meditate, because we have two powers, mind and intellect. So with this mind and intellect, if you are traveling
from here to incorporeal world. So how? So always, there is a habit, always we, mind is traveling, intellect is free. Free intellect will wander here and there. Do not keep your free intellect. So my question and answer, there must be a dialogue. So mind is gone, ask question from here to incorporeal world. Just like, who am I? Intellect will give answer. So mind and intellect is combined. So second point, what is my form? What are my qualities? From where I came? What is subtle world? What is incorporeal world? Who is in incorporeal world? Who is Shubhava? What he is having? Go on, you ask. Intellect is along with you. Intellect will give you answer. Who is Baba? He is always pure. Then who is I am? Intellect will tell, yes, I was also just like my father before coming here. I was also just like my father. Intellect will remind, yes, in your childhood, before coming here, I was also just like my father. So ask question, so mind and intellect both must travel there. Full concentration. If you leave your intellect here, so there will be a leakage. So these two powers, if you, with this practice if you are doing, there will be cleanness. And if you want to free from the dreams, so when you are sleeping, change the channel of thoughts. How? Just you read 5 minutes any murli, any positive versions. When you are going on the bed, just 2-3 minutes minimum. Just you read, change the channel of thoughts. And we have a habit, always good night Baba. It is, Baba is always in good night. So when you go for bed, last, after reading, just to ask one question, who am I? I am a soul point of light. In this conscious you go for bed. Not a single dream will come. By chance, if there is no sleep, you will think, what is that soul? Who is am I? What is my I am? What is my form? Just to think about the self, some positive dreams will come. Otherwise, there are 4 types of dreams. In which conscious we go for bed. Half-finished thoughts, actions will emerge in the form of dreams. And past sanskars, they are, because you are going in sleep, in body conscious. Body conscious actions, whatever you have done, from the copper age to now, they will emerge, they are there. So in which conscious you have to go? So just always, when you are going bed, just 2-3 minutes read murli, keep one murli below your pillow. When you are on the bed, just read, change the channel of thoughts. And one point, who am I? To detach from the body and body feeling, I am this point of light, and go for bed. Okay? With, if you are doing this much, you see, you will be free from negative dreams. Good. Anybody want to ask? Otherwise now 5 minutes, 2 minutes, we will do meditation. Okay? Om Shanti.